This is a CHY News Report. An emergency department doctor says the lack of a contract between hospitalists or doctors who work in hospital settings and Island Health is creating an unsafe situation at the Nanaimo Regional General Hospital. Dr. Chris Rumble says the number of hospitalists at NRGH has fallen from 24 to 16 as negotiations for a new contract drag on. This means that some people who go to the emergency department can't be transferred to other floors where they would get ongoing care.
It's dwindled to the point where those people can't leave the emergency department. They're now being housed like a big ward in the emergency department. That's in addition to the people that we already hold because there aren't beds for them to go to. Yesterday, we had 15 people on stretchers in hallways and a person in a closet. It's pretty dysfunctional, unfortunately.
According to Island Health, what's happening at NRGH is that hospitals have reduced the number of patients they'll take on at a given time based on the capacity that they feel they have as a group of physicians. Dr. Rumble says that while the ER is able to provide emergency care, they are already stretched thin with wait times averaging between 4 and 6 hours. Dr. Rumble says ER staff need to prioritize people in the greatest medical distress and can't provide ongoing care to people who can't be moved to a different floor due to the lack of hospitalists.
Like I said yesterday, there were 15 people on stretchers in the department, and that's pretty hard to see your 90-year-old mom on a stretcher and nobody can get her bedpan in time. So those are the kinds of difficulties that are stressful morally and, you know, psychologically for the staff. That you're just not able to provide the care, and there's not a sense of safety.
Dr. Rumble says that this is the first time in his 47 years in emergency medicine that he's had to admit patients to hospital when there's no doctor available to supervise their ongoing care.
You know, and the problem is that the longer you wait to be seen in an emergency department, and the longer you remain in the emergency department as an admitted patient, the greater the morbidity and mortality. That's scientific fact.
Dr. Rumble says that while the bottleneck in admissions is creating problems for patients who need ongoing care, the ER is still open and able to respond to emergencies.
It's important for people to not be confused by the fact that the emergency department will still be there for them. In other words, you have a heart attack, you've got a stroke, there's something really bad, we're going to respond to that. But if your loved one gets admitted and say has pneumonia and can't manage at home, that's where there's a problem, that they're not going to have anybody supervising their ongoing care for as much as a day or two.
Island Health says that what's happening is that after patients have been assessed by a doctor in the emergency department, they are overseen in an acute care space next to the emergency department. This space is staffed by a different care team while awaiting assignment to a hospitalist, and the ER doctors are available to support those patients if their condition worsens. Island Health says it's working with the Ministry of Health and Health Employers Association of BC to come to an agreement with hospitalists at NRGH that would lead to better recruitment and retention. But Rumble says these problems should have been anticipated.
We don't understand why this wasn't an anticipated thing by the VHA and the ministry. They knew that this was coming, that they needed to settle with the hospitalists and be sure that there was the provision of services and it was continuing. So it is frustrating that from our point of view, that ball's been dropped and it's like gas on fire.
For CHY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the community radio fund of Canada, and listeners like you.